This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are moving ahead with their impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump with subpoenas requesting documents from his personal lawyer and his Secretary of State, as well as hearings scheduled this week with former officials involved in U.S.-Ukraine policy. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The House Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight and Reform Committees have subpoenaed President Donald Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, for documents about his dealings with Ukrainian officials. The panels also requested information from three Giuliani associates. The subpoenas are part of the impeachment investigation, prompted by a whistleblower complaint saying Trump tried to pressure the president of Ukraine to investigate the son of Democrat Joe Biden during a phone call in July. According to the complaint, in the days after the call, Giuliani repeatedly communicated with advisors for Ukraine's president. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The New York Times is reporting President Trump pushed Australia's prime minister to help discredit Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The Times reported Monday that during a recent phone call, President Trump asked Prime Minister Scott Morrison to help the U.S. Attorney General William Barr collect information for a Justice Department probe into Mueller's investigation. The paper said the FBI's investigations into Russian interference began as a result of information given to the FBI by Australian officials. Barr recently began a review of the Russian investigation. This is Australian Treasurer Josh Frydenberg.
The government has put out a statement in relation to that point you just raised, and we've said we've always been willing to cooperate and shedding light on those investigations, and again that was confirmed in that conversation.
Mueller's nearly two-year investigation found that the Trump campaign did not conspire with Russia to affect the outcome of the race. This is VOA News. Peru has been plunged into a political crisis after President Martin Vizcarra dissolved Congress on Monday. President Vizcarra announced his decision in a televised speech Monday evening, citing a vote by the legislature to appoint a new member of the Constitutional Tribunal. At least six nominees for the seven-member tribunal have been accused of various criminal charges. An arch bridge in eastern Taiwan collapsed Tuesday, sending an oil tanker truck falling onto boats in the water below. Authorities say at least six people are believed trapped on the boats. The National Fire Agency said in a statement that 10 people were sent to hospitals, six of them with serious injuries. Former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said military force has to remain an option in dealing with North Korea's nuclear weapons and missile programs because it will not follow through with its commitment to denuclearize and negotiate away its programs. In his first public speech since his departure from the White House, Bolton also told the audience at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a Washington-based think tank, that there is a reason that North Korea is not doing any nuclear testing right now.
One very good, very troubling reason why there's no more testing of nuclear weapons for the moment or of long-range missiles is that North Korea has, in its judgment, for well or ill, finished testing and can produce nuclear warheads and long-range ballistic missiles. That's not an encouraging sign. That's a sign to be worried about.
Bolton left his post as President Trump's third national security advisor earlier in September. Police firing tear gas canisters in Hong Kong on Tuesday as the government hosted a ceremony marking the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China. There was a brief scuffle with police and reportedly some arrests were made. Hong Kong police warned of the potential for protesters in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory to engage in violence during this week's National Day events. Hong Kong has experienced a cycle of protests since June over a now-shelved extradition bill, which has escalated into an anti-China movement. The Trump administration imposed sanctions on several entities and people associated with the Internet Research Agency and its financier in connection with the Russian interference in U.S. elections. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said in a statement that the U.S. will use its authority against anyone seeking to undermine our electoral processes and subversively influence voters. For more on all these stories, voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.